Many of New York's fine dining establishments take part in what is known as Restaurant Week, a tradition since 1992 that offers locals and tourists the opportunity to enjoy a more affordable three-course culinary experience.
For a fixed lunch price of $25 or $38 for dinner, there are 340 restaurants and 28 diverse cuisines to choose from this winter. Any other day of the year, this same meal could cost 25 to 50% more.
One of the pioneers of this initiative is Tracy Neoporent, Restaurant Committee Chairman for NYC & Company. He says participating restaurants make a smaller profit per meal, but benefit from an increase in overall business.
It's really an honor to get in, and people want to be in. We have to kind of hold restaurants off. So it's obviously economically beneficial to the restaurants who participate.
For the wait staff, Restaurant Week means extra work, but typically that translates to higher wages.
The tips get a little higher. I would say increase more than 20%.
Jose Miguel Cruz has served Tribeca Grill for 25 years. He says the effort pays off in other ways too.
People enjoy it. And also open either winter or summertime, open another chance to bring more customers. They happy, we happy.
As one of the most expensive cities in the United States, affordability and convenience matter.
It's great because you can try everything you can. You have like good menus, and you got like usually you even have like a wine selection of like stuff that, you know, go well together.
It's more of an incentive to go to restaurants when you usually wouldn't go out because it's such a bit of a hassle sometimes.
New York's Restaurant Week model has since been replicated in other cities across the nation. Neoporent says it works so well because it provides real value.
It's not just a cynical ploy to try to get people in the door. It's really, it's our life's work. And, you know, it's our way to show hospitality. It's our way to put our best foot forward.
He says their goal is to get people excited about dining. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.